high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Brendan, welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on, and as a former WTOLer as well, and looking forward to hearing your life in Nashville as a performing DJ.
Oh, Forbes, thanks so much for having me. It's great to see you.
What got you interested in being a DJ? I'm assuming WTOL had some influence on this, or was this any other prior instance? Or,
I mean, I've been a lifelong music lover and performer. I started with guitar and bass when I was in middle school. That carried on through high school, into college, where, yes, I was DJing at WTUL. I started DJing college parties, little college bars as well. It's just a love of performing, love of all types of music. And now I'm doing DJing as well as playing guitar and bass full-time in Nashville. So two different streams of performing, but very different from each other, but keeps it fresh for me. It's a lot of fun.
Sure. And what would you say are the biggest differences and rewarding experiences being a musician and a DJ from your time in New Orleans to Nashville?
New Orleans and Nashville, two of the great cultural music centers of this country and the world. I'm so lucky to have lived in both of them for now 7 total years combined. You know, in New Orleans, I was more of a live musician first before a DJ. I had a band for the last 2 years of being a student at Tulane. We played a lot of rock, early 2000s pop punk stuff. And when I made the move to Nashville, DJing kind of took over more of the front seat. They're different in that with the live bands down here in downtown Nashville, it's all request driven. The bands don't get paid a ton in base pay. They make it up with audience tips. You want to hear a song? Give the band $20 or $100 if it's Freebird. The DJs, you have a lot more creative freedom to run your own set. So long as you read the room, you pick a vibe that works, you keep people happy. So it's very different. You're two different mindsets. Like I said, it keeps me fresh because I can do one earlier in the day, go do the other later. Whereas people I know who do just kind of one thing all day, every day, I feel like it's easier to burn out that way. This way I'm keeping fresh, doing something different every day.
Definitely a lot of sense because you're juggling two hats, being a performing musician, but also, I guess, putting on your other performance hat, being a DJ. So what have been the experiences? I'm assuming it's not like a 9-to-5. It's like gig to gig, and then experience varies. People vary in terms of personalities that you deal with, right?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's very much not a 9-to-5. It's oftentimes a late night gig. Then on the weekends, you finish at 2-3 in the morning, and you have to start up again at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. the next day. You know, getting enough sleep can be a challenge, but it's very much gig driven. Something that is really great about Midtown and downtown Nashville is so many of the shifts are standardized. So you'll have a 10 a.m. to a 2 p.m., then a 2 to 6, a 6 to 10, and a 10 to close, so that people can jump from one to the other.
Sure.
And they can make, you know, they can play 2, 3, sometimes 4 shifts a day. They can play more, they can make more money, and everyone's happy.
For sure. Except for
the schedule.
Yeah, the schedule, it's late night hours, but sometimes that's also fun, especially I'm assuming on the weekends when people aren't obviously working, you get tons of different crowds, people, even visitors, especially during the summertime, come in.
Absolutely. What's great about Nashville right now is so many people want to come and visit and year round, but especially in summer, like you said, but year round, we get people from all over the country. So you really get a wide array of people. You get someone coming in from Memphis is going to ask for something different than someone coming in from Atlanta or New York or Los Angeles or anywhere else. Because individual cities, individual regions have their own kind of music that is more popular there, even though there's plenty of songs that work in any city in the country, in the world. But individual regions will ask for their own thing. And they'll be surprised sometimes if you don't know it, but I'm like, I've never heard of that. And they say, well, everyone knows that where we're from. It's like, we're not there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's fascinating. You learn a lot. People say, all right, well, listen to it. And I'll, like, you know, write it down. And then next time someone from that city comes, like, I'll know it. And it's just an ever expanding list of stuff that I learn. I mean, it's really a cool thing.
And yeah, obviously you probably learn not from your previous sets, but just even on the spot, like learning, like mixing new content. I'm assuming you have to keep up with like the latest trends in the EDM space, right?
Yeah, all genres, really, all popular genres.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, music drops on Friday and it blows up and people are going to want to hear it the next week. And it's important to keep up with all that. Look up the charts, see who's dropping a new album, especially if it's a huge artist. You know, Drake releases a new record. You got to like listen to the whole thing once. But what are the couple that I think I'm going to want to play? Nicki Minaj, you know, anyone huge like that. Olivia Rodrigo not too long ago. And then in the EDM space, it's tough because Nashville isn't yet a big EDM hub. It's slowly growing. House music is getting popular here.
Okay.
But it's so much more on the DJ side of things. It's what we call open format. It's you're playing pop, hip hop, rock, EDM, house, dubstep, then back to R&B, and you're just kind of mixing it all up. Whereas in New York, so many of the places are just house music. In Los Angeles, so many places are just house music. And so in Nashville, you'll get a lot of people. You'll get maybe a couple a night who's like, can you play the new John Summit song? I was like, oh, wow. Like this, they know the stuff. Because usually it's, you know, can we hear Party in the USA? I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I know get bored of playing the same stuff. I don't get bored of it. If people are having fun, then I'm having fun. Because that's really my job, is to make people happy, to give them a good time.
Yeah.
If that means playing Party in the USA every night, so be it.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest, I guess, quote unquote, responsibilities or job duties as a DJ, is being able to make people's experience very fulfilling, very happy, just very engaging as well. Because as your DJ, you're also kind of an artist, so to speak, because they're engaging with you and you're engaging with them. So there's definitely that crossover fan engagement there. But I want to get your take on kind of not living in those major hubs like LA. I think when I think of big like house or EDM music, I think of like Miami, LA, New York, or even the Bay Area. I'm curious, like, what made you settle on Nashville, like, as a growing opportunity, or just kind of to expand your horizons, dabble in both guitar and the DJ scene, or what made you settle on Nashville?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, that I also had the opportunity to continue being a live performer, too, with guitar and bass. Nashville was a place I came to after my time at Tulane, my time in New Orleans, kind of on the business side. And it didn't really work out too well for me. But I met so many amazing performers here that now become like my closest friends in the city. I was like, I could do this. I did it all in college. Let's give it a try. And I'm so glad I did. If I was to ever to give up live music and just do DJing like full time, just do house music, then potentially making a move in another city could one day be on the horizon. But for right now, having the opportunity to do live music as well as DJing, the open format, which I'm really good at, like Nashville is the place to do it. Like you said, Miami, it's big Latin and house hub. That's great, but it's not really my style. And it's, you know, I could be, anyone could be as talented as anybody else, but if you don't fit the vibe of a place, then you're not going to do as well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of one of the realities you learn with experience.
No, I definitely agree. You have to, like, especially being immersed to a new city, you kind of have to soak it in, but at the same time, like, just keep on learning and evolving, and things change within the city. And then, as you know, you performed at so many of these different venues. They're different experiences constantly, not only because of the demographic, but also they're live. So, like, things change, people's preferences change, you the music changes, Billboard charts change. And probably your taste in music also can change too. So,
Yeah, 100%. It's a very fluid industry.
yeah.
You have to kind of be very adaptable, be a chameleon. Yeah, in any given time, there can be a new manager of a place, and they'll say, "Hey, I know you were doing this. I don't want that. Now do this." And you just need to be ready to go on the fly, have a large collection, and be ready to pull from any of it at any time. That's really my biggest piece of advice on that,
And
because things
what,
change.
yeah, things, I agree. Things definitely change a lot in this industry. Every single day, there's something new, exciting, but maybe even challenging as well. Have you experienced any memorable highlights thus far at in your experience in Nashville, whether it's performing guitar or just being a DJ, any venue experiences that really resonated with you or?
Yeah, I mean, just this month, I'm one of the new residents at the brand new Garth Brooks bar, the Friends in Low Places down on Broadway. That was a big one for me, just being like that this brand new place wanted me to be one of their guys. Like, that felt really good. Sort of my grinding starting to pay off. I got my first New Year's Eve gig this past December at Nudie's Honky Tonk on Broadway, which has like been the place I've been to the most since I've been here. I have lots of friends who DJ there, and like one of the bands there were like really like my first friends in the city outside of my job. So like, oh, that was a really proud moment for me. It's like, this is the place that I've like been to the most, and now I'm here on like the biggest night of the year, like working, not just there showing up.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's great to kind of have those big achievements come to, I guess, fruition. It's seeing those goals set in place and then achieving those goals. But do I guess kind of segueing into my next question, do you have like any personal or professional goals like these upcoming months? Do you have any gigs lined up? Do you release any new upcoming maybe even singles or drops or anything?
I have some edits in the work that I'm hoping to get out this calendar year. Something I've been trying to experiment with is, because I grew up as a classic rock guy, as a hard rock metal kid. Now I'm experimenting with, can I take that and make it into an accessible EDM house form that kind of further blends the DJing and the live music together? That's something I'm really looking forward to. I have one in particular I'm pretty excited about that I'm hoping to get out. Gig wise, I'd say my goal is to, as I'm still relatively new, still entrenching myself, I want to play as many places as I can, figure out which of them like me, which of them I like, and start building a regular, consistent residency there. I've got the one at Garth Brooks now. That's going very well. There's a couple other places that I'm excited about, and I'm just trying to play as much as I can so that I can figure out long term what places are going to be a good fit for me. And then on the live music side, it's just getting more experience, getting in front of as many singers as possible so they want me to play with their bands. You know, it works totally differently with the bands, but that's a good thing.
No, it's like you got kind of these, like I said before, these two hats in that you're deeply entrenched in, where you got goals performing collectively with a band, and then you also have like a cool residency going on right now, and then other stuff in the works as well with your upcoming edits for your tracks and other professional iconic venues that are in Nashville that you'll be looking into for this year. So it's really great. I guess, do you have any tips or tricks that you would recommend for people that want to be in your shoes, who want to be that creative entrepreneur and kind of self-starter who's a DJ? Any tips or lessons that you learned along the way that you'd recommend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest one is persistence. So many times you in this industry, entertainment, media, music, whatever it may be, performer or on the creative side or on the business side, does not matter. You will get emails sent out and they will not be responded to. You just need to keep going. Ask people if you can meet up with them, buy them a coffee, buy them a drink. If you drink alcohol, you know, get some lunch, you know, ask to talk on the phone for 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, because people are busy. They might not see it. They might not have time. They might forget, but you do it enough. There are people who will see it. People will want to help you because okay. Everybody was new once. I'm still new myself, you know? And like, I already have people asking me for help. Like, it's a good feeling. And I want to pay it forward because there are people who have helped and have been helping me that I'm super grateful for. And I want to pay that forward. That's kind of big advice, just kind of broad. For specifically being a live music performer and or a DJ, practice your stuff at home more than you think you do. And I would say research, especially for DJing, research things that could happen and learn how to mitigate them so that when you go out there in front of a crowd, in front of a bar for the first time, that you are confident that you can handle absolutely any situation. Mm. I did not do that. And I crashed and burned once or twice in college when I was just a beginner. It was not fun. No, yeah, really know your equipment inside and out. Watch YouTube videos. There's all kinds of people doing helpful tricks, little tips that you might not know from the instruction booklet or just looking at it. There's all kinds of things that you can learn from the people on the internet that just want to help the next generation. The more research you do, the more time you put into your craft, the better off you're going to be. It's a grind in the beginning, but I tell people that it kind of snowballs. Like, you can be working for 3-4 months and not really get a lot of progress. But then all of a sudden you just get like one little thing, and then that kind of grows into the next thing, and it gets faster and faster and bigger before you know it, you're not sleeping because you're working so much.
Yeah.
And yeah, it sneaks up on you. It's kind of blown my mind how fast it snuck up on me. And everyone said, like, just wait till the spring, you'll be fine. And sure enough, like, now spring is here. Now I'm like overwhelmed with stuff. It's great.
You know, it's awesome. Great to be busy. They say busy keeps the mind sane. So it's definitely true. And points.
Maybe.
I guess as we wrap up our episode, do you have any parting words, or I guess what has been like a favorite mix that you've created?
Oh man, I put out a bunch of genre mixes on my SoundCloud, kind of one for like different genres or situations. I don't know. I really like the hip hop one I did. It was mostly 2010 stuff. That's what I grew up on in high school. The house one I did, I really like too. Got a lot of house remixes in there. Those are all up there. It's like 15, 20 minutes each. They're a lot of.
Great. Well, thank you, Brendan, for being on the Media Industry Guru podcast. Wishing you great success down in Nashville, and looking forward to seeing you at other venues, securing other residencies at other iconic staples in Nashville.
Forbes, thank you so much, man. It's always great to see you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at mediaindustryguru podcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself, or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Breaker,
and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.